sang out a song of the soul.
And we'll sing this song. Why don't you sing along? And we can sing.
Music has an incredible ability to proclaim the soul's language beyond what mere words can speak. That is what we seek as we invite our guests to share their song of the soul. Be it joy and laughter, sorrow and tears, awe and insight, or deepest devotion, as we visit and listen, we are all part of a spiritual voyage called Song of the Soul. Todd Adams has spent most of his life sharing music with the world, including running and owning record stores, but it is only in the past 5 years that he's really dug into writing and recording his own songs. Along the way, Todd was part of the team that brought WHYS LP Radio into existence in 2005, and he spun records there for years on his All Over the Map show. The Todd Adams Experience album was released in 2021, and this show also includes songs from Todd's upcoming but not yet released album, Sprinkle Your Crumbs on My Grave. The full uncut version of this Song of the Soul interview, with an additional 10 minutes, is on northernspiritradio.org. Thanks to Andrew Jansen for production assistance on this show. Todd Adams now joins us in person. Todd, it's great to have you here today for Song of the Soul.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
You're no stranger to being in front of a microphone. How many years?
Yeah, I did a show on a community station for 13 years.
Not just any community station, WHYS. It's my alma mater. It's where I started off. You were part of getting it all started way back in 2005.
Yeah, I helped to build the studio and finish the studio off and stuff like that and provide a lot of music for the library and was actually the first program on the air.
The first pro, very first?
Yes.
When were you running then?
Well, I can't remember when it went on the air. I can't even remember. You know, it's been a long time.
I think that the first broadcast maybe happened in July. Was that right or not?
Yeah, I'm not even positive. I just know I was down there when we were kind of setting things up, and we just did kind of a dry run where we started trying it out, talking on the mic and playing some songs just as we were doing some things. And I think the next week I started my show with Aaron Ellringer was my co-host at the very
Aaron
beginning.
Aaron was on, I never knew he did this show down there.
For, I can't remember, it wasn't real long. He had some other commitments and just couldn't follow through with it. So I just kept it rolling for 13 years after that.
Yeah, well, he was involved with Just Local Food back then. That probably would have kept him really busy.
Yeah, and kids and all that kind of thing too, so.
Yes, a lot of stuff going on there. So, do you happen to know which one up first, WHYS or Dan's personal?
WHYS was first, and then Dan's thing came pretty close to the same time.
Well, it's been really wonderful that Dan has been really the technical hand behind making it go. But you come in with your expertise working with record company. So, tell me about your history there.
I owned record stores in the Midwest. I had one in Madison and one in Minneapolis, one in Bloomington, Minnesota, and one in Rochester, Minnesota. Through the record store I had in Minneapolis, I knew a lot of people involved with KFAI up there and went, joined a few people on their programs at that station and, you know, shared musical interests and vast amount of culture that comes with Minneapolis and community radio and such.
At least part of the time, or maybe all the time, your show on WHYS was called All Over the Map.
Yep.
And that's because of your diverse musical interests, right?
Yeah, I didn't really want to be sort of pigeonholed into any one particular genre or whatever. It's just a lot of times I wouldn't even really know what I was going to play when I got there, but one song would kind of just get me rolling on something and cue my mind in different ways that just kept things rolling for 3 hours.
3 hours, and the mouth keeps working too.
That's right.
And you're doing that at the same time you're doing your side gig, your main gig, whatever, your income-producing stream working on houses. So this house in which I live has benefited from your love and care and administration.
Yeah.
How many houses around the area have you worked in? Probably thousands?
Yeah, it's hard to know. And it's like sometimes I forget, you know, what things I've done. I go into a place and it's like, oh, yeah, that's right. I did that. Or that looks like something I might have done and whatever. whatever. Usually it's been nice. I've been had the ability to kind of choose who I work for and stuff like that. Not really had to be a slave to the man for quite a while.
You are the man. I mean, you were owning record stores, right?
Yep.
So you were the man. You had employees, I assume?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of music got you into record stores? I'm still thinking there was something you grew up with that was your thing. You started in the 80s with your stores.
Yeah, I started bought my first store, which was an existing store in Madison in 1983, and then started Roadrunner in Minneapolis in 85. Things happened pretty quickly. You know, I moved from Madison to Minneapolis, got married and whatever, and worked at a grocery store for a bit, but I still owned the store in Madison. But at that time, you know, record stores weren't really a profitable thing. It was more like a community service. We were trying to make music available that wasn't easily available. Independent music and imports and just ethnic music and experimental music and stuff like that that you couldn't get like at Musicland or Best Buy or that kind of thing, and way before the internet, so you couldn't just go online and pick things out. You had to actually find a place that would curate that sort of thing.
I'm thinking that CDs came in over the course of when you had your record stores. Were you carrying only LPs, cassettes, 8-tracks existed back then?
Yeah, actually, I started working at a record store in like 1979 or 80. And it's like that store, we had albums, 45s, cassettes, and 8-tracks. And when I had my store in Madison, it was albums and 45s and cassettes. Maybe the random 8-track or mini reel or that kind of thing would come through. And so pretty much every kind of format. But when I started the store in Madison, CDs weren't on the picture. And then shortly after I took the store over, we bought our first used CD because they were only available in Japan then. And somebody brought them in and kind of started that. And then from there, everything just kind of exploded and went through the era where you couldn't get vinyl anymore. When I was in Minneapolis, they stopped manufacturing it from most of the major labels. And now it's kind of having its resurgence and CDs are going away.
Really, and everything's online. And
yeah, exactly.
It's all crazy, yeah. So when did you get out of the record store business?
Right around the turn of the millennium, so about 99 or 2000.
How bad did that hurt?
It was a change, you know. It was hard to leave, left Minneapolis and moved to Eau Claire, and it was hard to leave Minneapolis. I had a lot of good friends there, and just, you know, the variety of things that were offered, live music venues and restaurants and all that kind of thing. Eau Claire was not quite up to that par when we moved here, but it was time to do something different. We chose to move here just to raise our kids in a different environment from where we were living in South Minneapolis.
What's your connection with Wise at this point? And this Wise, again, is WHYS Radio. It's LP station in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, 96.3, descending threes, I keep in mind, 96.3.
I heard that it was going to be happening from my friend Aaron Elringer, and we were playing. I met him through Sunyata, the co-op that was going in town at that time, and we just got together and started trying to play some music and just learn how to play music and that kind of thing. And then he told me that the station was going to be coming together, and so Aaron and I actually performed a couple songs at one of the first fundraisers that happened out at the Bit and Spur Club. We were part of that, and then I just kind of got involved with what was happening there and used my construction skills to help finish off the studio and provided the vast library of music that I had from having the record stores for all those years to give it a really nice boost before it went on the air.
Well, let's get started with your music, Todd. Again, you released an album a few years ago, the Todd Adams Experience, and you've got one coming up that's going to be released.
I hate to give a date, you know, it's like a couple years ago I said it would be 6 months. It's been sort of rethought, and I'm trying to make it sound as good as I can. I've been sort of inhibited by a lack of abilities on my end. I've got some good people now, a really great guy that's been doing the recording, and I've got a friend that's playing cello on it and doing some vocals, and another guy that's playing bass, and so that's kind of going to round out the sound. The first thing I did was just guitar vocal at the same time, so you couldn't mix between the tracks because
original Bob Dylan, right?
Just trying. But it's like this new one, I'm actually recording the guitar separately to a click track to try to keep more steady and then singing over that. And then by trying to learn to play to a click track and keeping steady, ideally it's easy for the other people to contribute their parts. It'll make it easier for them to follow me if I can stay fairly consistent.
So are we going to be way off if we say within 6 months?
I think it'll be within 6 months. You know, it's just like it's getting close. I've been listening to things and kind of reimagining things, and I've re-recorded a couple of things, and now I'm waiting for my friend Angie to redo her cello parts and her vocal parts, and ideally that's going to happen within the next few weeks, and I'm shooting to try to make it happen by spring or early summer.
Well, we're hoping for it. That album is going to be called Sprinkle Your Crumbs on My Grave.
Yes.
Very evocative title. But the Todd Adams Experience was your first album a few years back.
Yeah, exactly.
And that can be found online.
Yeah, that's through various streaming sources and that kind of thing.
I'll have some links on NordenspiritRadio.org, both for Todd Adams' Facebook account. He is Todd Adams, and it's not too complex to spell. And on Blue Sky, he's Todd Adams Music, and I've got that link on NordenspiritRadio.org. So you can track him down. You play out in public how often?
Not a whole lot lately. I've been going to an open mic in town. I'm trying to get there pretty much every week because I really like that community. You know, and it's really great to see people that are coming out to play music for the first time and other people that have been playing for a while. But it's nice to get inspiration from what other people are doing and also to just be supportive of a community that can exist in a way that's just about sharing music and trying to create a positive environment.
And do you also periodically make music with the folks from WHYS, a number of strays who play music together, the Wise Guys?
Not too much. Actually, Chris Andreessen, who's playing bass, played as part of the Wise Guys for, I think, 2 years. And so he's actually playing bass on the record. And then Angie Sutliff is playing cello. And she's someone I met through the person that's doing the recording for me.
Well, let's get started with your music. We got a lot to walk through here.
Yeah.
What do we start with?
I guess start maybe with the first record, you know, and that was something that I did in the midst of the pandemic. And there were some songs I wrote just kind of to fill out the time to, you know, kind of pad the other songs that I already had existing. So there's a little pressure to kind of get things going. I mean, the reason that I do music is more for a social kind of thing. And I'm a Christian, but I'm also very concerned with social justice. And to me, those things should be heavily intertwined. But unfortunately, it does not seem to be that way at this point in time.
And that was something I was going to comment. I mean, a lot of people, oh, you're a Christian? Oh, no, that must mean that you love Donald Trump.
Yeah, oh no, I have no fondness at all for the orange-haired deceiver.
Wait, his hair isn't orange, it's his face.
Yeah,
or,
well,
maybe
orange,
the hair too.
Orange-headed deceiver, we'll say, yeah. Yeah.
So which song do you want to start with?
As the Rain Pours Down was one of the first ones I wrote, and that's one that we performed as the Wise Guys. And if you listen to the lyrics of that, that's very social justice-oriented. There's a lot of, you know, innuendo within there. It's like, you know, I'm talking about growth as far as growth of plants and vegetation in nature, but also growth of people and growth of a movement and whatever, too. You know, as the rain pours down on this hard, dry ground, there's a lot that won't sink in. And as the rain continues to come down, the ground opens up. And as we continue to get exposed to things, we should open up, too, and start to think about things in a different way.
As the Rain Pours Down, it's from the Todd Adams Experience album by Todd Adams, here today with me for Song of the Soul.
As the rain pours down on this dry, hard ground, there's a lot that won't sink in. And my heart's the same as I travel through this world where hope's so thin. There was a time when this land seemed fine and the future looked so clear. Now there's folks in charge who are living large, trying to keep us all in fear. As the rain pours down, the ground opens up as the crust begins to yield. And the roots and seeds that lie below will sprout into a field. Well, things rise up and they block the rain and they take away our light. Within us all that lies, we need to rise and do what's right. Thank you. the rain pours down with the ground opened up, the water sinks so deep, and the things below that bide their time will awaken from their sleep. There's folks like you and there's folks like me that are waiting for our turn. And sometimes for a few to grow, there's some things that must get burned.
Todd Adams is here today for Song of the Soul. That was his song, As the Rain Pours Down. As you said, Todd, it's one of your first songs.
Yes.
How daunting is it to get into writing songs when you're so thoroughly steeped in all of this music, you know, owning record stores and all that? Does that make it harder?
Yeah, it was fairly daunting. Actually, very shortly after I started trying to play the guitar, I saw Richard Thompson play at the Guthrie Theater in Minneapolis, and I was front row center. He did an acoustic solo show, and he is so incredibly fluid on the guitar and just so incredibly comfortable playing and singing and whatever. And after that show, I almost want to just go home and throw my guitar away and burn it, because I'm like, I'm never going to be able to achieve that. But you can do anything if you put your mind to it. Some people are naturally gifted. Other people can get there if they work at it. And I just decided to work at it and just try to keep improving.
Well, let's go to another of your songs, Todd. Where do we go?
Off of the first album as well, I wrote a song called Just Ask the Lord. And that was one that I wrote. I started playing guitar in church. We were going to a real small church. We got connected there just to get a community and stuff. And the pastor was just starting to do like the contemporary worship sort of thing and playing guitar all by his lonesome up there. And I pretty much just told him I had a guitar. I didn't tell him I knew how to play it, but I told him I had one and I could join him. So I did that. And, you know, it's playing music with other people helps you to learn. And so I wanted to do that. And I stuck with that for a while. And I kind of wrote that song based on some of the church songs that I'd heard and just the philosophy of what religion should really be about.
Why don't you join me and others in the, we have a monthly song circle, right? We go around the circle, and I don't know if you know the Rise Up Singing Song book. Yeah, we go around, and we have those books there as resources, but people bring their own songs too. Yeah. Ellen Oaks is a pretty frequent attender, Ralph Suchting. So why don't you come monthly? What, are you too busy for us, huh?
I usually revert back to the line where it's like, I don't really want to be part of any club that would have me for a member, you know? Music for me is not something that, you know, as far as songwriting and stuff like that, there's a songwriters group in town that meets every, I don't know if it's every week or every month or something like that, but it's like I don't always find inspiration to write. You know, it's something that comes through something I might just experience through the course of a day, or maybe a phrase or something that gets stuck in my head, and then I just have to find time to develop that. So a lot of times when I'm feeling like doing that, it's late at night when things are quiet, you know, it's 10, 11, midnight, that kind of thing, where I'll actually sit down and start to focus on that. So it's hard for me to keep a fairly regular schedule to do that kind of thing. And plus, it's like I'm not a trained musician, so it's not easy for me to follow what other people are doing. What I get by working at it, and I have to practice, and I have to be fairly familiar with what I'm trying to accomplish.
Well, I think you should be at the next one. It's going to be at this home. A lot of them are at Earl and Doanne's place and other folks, but we're having one here next month. I'll get it on your calendar. Just show up and you bring your guitar, play a couple songs there if you want, or just do it. So it's an open mic experience as well, too.
Yeah, I'll definitely keep that in mind. I mean, the thing that probably drove me to play guitar was, I was heavily in a Woody Guthrie phase for a long time. And just when I was kind of traveling the country and doing things like that and just thinking about what he did as far as organizing people and what the power of music can be. And that's what kind of inspired me to write that song, As the Rain Pours Down, and pretty much all of the stuff that I've done, just because it's like I think there's a way of trying to unite people through that.
But let's not lose track of where we're going. Just Ask the Lord is this song. It's from Todd Adams' first album called The Todd Adams Experience. Let's all do it together. Just Ask the Lord.
Just ask the Lord and He'll show you what to do. He knows the things that you are going through. He sees you there. He's been calling you by name. Heed His call and you'll never be the same. There's a world out there that changes every day. A lot of foolish people want you to think their way. But if you listen to the one who is first and also last, He can open up the door to your future and your past. There is no peace for the wicked, says the Lord. Salvation lies in the shelter of His word. Though times have changed, His word is always real. Within it lies a mighty vision you can feel. He gave His Son to release us from our ways. If you'll trust in Him, He will guide you all your days. Just call His name and He'll show you what to do. Let your heart receive and begin your life anew. Let your heart receive and begin your life anew.
We got the good fortune of having Todd Adams here today for a Song of the Soul. I've known him for a long time. I think maybe originally from the food buying club that he and his wife were part of after Sunyata, the food co-op, closed down. I think we were there together first way back in the day.
Yeah.
That's 25 years ago, whatever.
Yeah, I think I might have met you through Sunyata somehow, or just through kind of the, alternative community that existed around Sunyata.
Wonderful things, including Aaron Elringer, who I consider a longtime friend, and I got to preside for their wedding.
Oh, nice.
There's other blessings like that in my life. So we just listened to Just Ask the Lord, and again, you said, Todd, that you're a Christian.
Yes.
What does that mean? I tend to actually avoid using that term, although I consider myself to be a follower of Jesus.
Sure.
And I'm Quaker. Everyone knows that one. But what does it mean to you to be a Christian?
I guess it means to me that, I have a belief that transcends what's happening in this world and that I feel like it's the answer. It's the answer to what we're going through here on earth. I mean, right now, like you said, Christianity, the term doesn't mean what it should. And that's kind of why I wrote that song and why I've written a couple others that kind of base themselves on that, is that there's a way. I mean, Jesus was a great person, and He was divine and He's there for us and He doesn't expect anything from us. And that's what the beauty of it is. The grace and the forgiveness are things that you can't achieve any other way.
I want to remind folks before we go into the next song with Todd Adams that this is Song of the Soul. Our website, northernspiritradio.org. And by the way, that name, Northern, has double signification for me. I am in Wisconsin, which is a northern state, obviously. Northern Thunder was the group under which the license for WHYS Radio, the LP station that we've been talking about, was started. So Northern Thunder was there. My Quaker meeting, Eau Claire, is part of this wider group of Quakers, basically Minnesota and Wisconsin, called Northern Yearly Meeting. So Northern has a lot of power for me. And so northernspiritradio.org is my website, and on there you'll find links to Todd Adams and all the other people. For this past 20 years, I've been doing this show. That's an incredible amount of work and music and gifts, people who are workers for the world. I get to do all of that as part of this work, and I love it, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity that WHYS started me off with. When we started back in July of 2005 is when I first got on the air there. I've done both the Spirit in Action Song of the Soul program, and links to all my guests is on NordenspiritRadio.org. Please come to the site, post comments. We love two-way communication. When you were working in the studio, though, Todd, how often did you have people call in while you're doing your show?
Not real often. I had certain friends of mine that would stop by. There became a community focused around the station, which was really nice, you know. So it's like I'd have certain people that I knew would be listening pretty much all the time. And then I'd have folks that would just kind of drop by if they were out and about or that kind of thing. And we'd have a conversation and I'd keep playing music and just kind of keep holding it together throughout the program.
So I've been doing these shows for it'll be 20 years in July, and now I'm syndicated. I mean, started that very shortly after I got going. Now there's some 35 stations nationwide that carry my programs, and it's wonderful. I've got a board of directors. It's a wonderful way to reach out to the world, and my purpose is to really lift up people who are doing world healing work. Nice. And I consider your work with music as doing that also, Todd. So let's go on to another of your songs.
Sure. We'll just stick with the first album for now. The next song would be called Rise Up Strong. And I guess I wrote that as kind of more of an inspirational thing where you always have the ability to change. There's always time to change as long as we're still living. It's like you don't have to be stuck into the things that you've been kind of identified with. You can move beyond that and you can help other people to see their potential.
Let's listen to the song. We'll talk more afterwards. This is from the album The Todd Adams Experiences. I've got links to Todd Adams' music on Blue Sky Social and also on Facebook on NordenspiritRadio.org. This is Rise Up Strong.
One more day, one more hour, time goes by, yet time remains. One more day is filled with power to rise up strong, throw off your chains. Fill my eyes with dreams unspoken, bring me peace and bring me rest. Let my sight remain unbroken as daylight streams from east to west. One more day, one more hour, time goes by yet time remains. One more day is filled with power to rise up strong, your chains. So hold close to your dreams and visions. Time distracts and slips away. Free your mind with each day's promise as night rolls back at the break of day. One more day, one more hour, time goes by yet time remains. One more day is filled with power to rise up strong, throw off your chains. One more hour, time goes by, yet time remains. One more day is filled with power to rise up strong, throw off your chains. 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 Thank you.
I think that right now the message to rise up strong is just so vital to those of us who share this vision with Todd Adams about how the world could and should be, how we have to take our place in it. And so I'm thankful for that song from Todd Adams, Rise Up Strong, from his album The Todd Adams Experience. How strong are you feeling these days, Todd?
It's hard to... I fear for the future of my kids. I mean, the whole insanity that's going on right now in our government and the people that are just so easily manipulated and just don't really have any kind of grounding and don't understand what the big picture are just, they're in control now. And that's a really sad, sad place to be. But I try to, you know, keep my chin up or whatever. And I just try to be there for other people, try to be supportive and show people that there is another way of existing.
And how do you feel like you're doing that work of making this world better right now?
I think a lot of it has to do with music and the community and just like going to the open mics. There's a lot of younger people that show up there, and it's like just trying to be supportive of them and help them to achieve what they want, to help them to realize their voice and to realize the healing and therapeutic powers of music.
Well, let's express yourself a little bit more with another song.
I'll play something off of the new record that's going to hopefully be out sometime in the next couple months. That record is called Sprinkle Your Crumbs on My Grave. And I actually got the title song from that, which we're not going to play right now because it's not finished. But I wrote that song after I read a book called Gentleman in Moscow by Amor Towles. There was a reference in there to a passage from Dostoevsky from the Brothers Karamazov, where there's a young boy who's dying and he makes a request of his father that when they fill the dirt in on his grave, that he crumbles in some bread crusts so the birds will come and he won't be so lonely. And I just thought about what a heavy concept that was, and having kids and whatever too. So that became sort of the inspiration for that song and for kind of the theme of the record. And related to that, we'll play the song Death Doesn't Matter, which comes from Jake Soha that recorded my first album.
And who I've had on Song of the Soul.
Yeah, he told me a story one night. We were just talking and he said he had a dream where he was having a conversation with his grandfather, and they were just kind of talking back and forth, and then in the middle of the dream he just, you know, he realized his grandfather was dead, and he's just like, well, how can we be talking? You're dead. And he said his grandpa looked at him and said, that doesn't matter. I took that to heart, and I just really kind of mulled that over, and I thought about, you know, all the people that we are involved with in our lives and all the people that we intertwine with wind up being a part of us through what they've said and what we've experienced, and even though they may have passed on, we still have a part of them within us.
Death doesn't matter.
Death doesn't matter at all anymore. I can still talk to you. Death doesn't matter at all anymore. I can still talk to you. When night comes in, my world opens up and you can see me through your dreams. I knew you when you first drew breath, and you know me still, it seems. I watched you grow and you watched me die, and our lives were once entwined. Now I'm 6 feet down from the world you know, but you can seek me in your mind. Death doesn't matter. Still talk to you. Death doesn't matter at all.
once looked up just to see my face, and my hand was there to hold. Though our hands can't touch, you still know I care. So many things to you I told. Remember me for the good things shared, and my face will still shine bright. When the noise of the world through sleep shall quiet, I will drift back to your sight. Death doesn't matter at all anymore, I can still talk to you. Death doesn't matter at all anymore, I can still talk to you. Death doesn't matter at all anymore, I can still talk to you. Death doesn't matter at all anymore, I can still talk to you.
Song hasn't been released to the world yet. I guess maybe this is the debut. You've probably done it at open mics or something.
Yeah, I played it before at open mics, but it's like this one is probably one of the closest ones to being finished.
It's called Death Doesn't Matter. It's hard to feel that it doesn't matter when we're concerned about our next generations. What can I pass on before I pass on?
Yeah. You know, a lot of the message of it is just that the interactions that we have with people, of trying to be a positive influence on the people around us so that you will be remembered, or maybe your existence will not have been in vain, that people will take what you've brought to the world and expand on it.
Where did you come from religiously? What kind of Christian church are you with now, and what were you raised?
I was raised Missouri Synod Lutheran, and I'm still in the Lutheran thing, but I'm not a super regular attender at any church right now, because it's like I've been kind of seeking for, like I said, church and social justice should be heavily...
They should be together,
intertwined,
right?
Yeah, and it's like, I don't know if you've seen the movie Bonhoeffer, you know, about the...
I didn't, but I've been thirsty too.
Yeah, you know, that, I mean, where you realize that there's something going wrong here, and you have to break ranks with what the establishment is within the church or wherever. You have to find your own way of achieving peace within your soul.
So you grew up Wisconsin Synod?
Yeah, Missouri Synod Lutheran.
Missouri Synod Lutheran.
And then when we moved to Eau Claire, and well, that was when I was little, and then I lived in Madison for a while, and then Minneapolis and stuff. And we didn't really go to church much in Minneapolis, but then when we had kids, we decided to reconnect just to try to provide like sort of a foundation for our kids, you know, to let them learn about it and to be involved in a community. And so when we moved to Eau Claire, we didn't really have... I mean, we lived at the edge of town. We didn't have any neighbors. We knew very few people, and we got involved with a church community there for support and for the support
of
the kids.
But a little one.
Yeah, a smaller church.
Was it just growing, nascent, or is it?
Yeah, it had just actually a new pastor had just taken over, and he was just starting to introduce sort of the contemporary worship, like guitar worship as opposed to organ and that kind of thing, you know, moving away from the standard liturgy and that. So we kind of connected with that and met some really great people that helped us and supported us as a family. And we wound up actually leaving that church because there was a new pastor that came on board that I didn't really see eye to eye with, and wound up moving somewhere else because it just didn't feel right to continue on with that.
Let's go on with your music. We got to get it all in here and not too much time left. What's next?
Well, we'll kind of drift into, again, more of the religious kind of territory and play the song Pull Me Up. It's a song kind of about seeking and kind of about realization that there is something there to help us in our lives.
Oh, and boy, do we need that so often.
Oh, yeah.
Todd Adams here today for Song of the Soul. Here's his song, Pull Me Up, not yet released to the world, but here on Song of the Soul.
I feel I'm sinking down, and you're still standing there. And sometimes I can't feel the pain, and sometimes I don't care. But all those other times, when nights just seem so long, I travel back in time, and I try to right each wrong. Pull me up, pull me up to the rock on which you stand. Pull me up, please don't let go of my hand. Just keeps on flowing like a stream that's on its way. What once was here shall not return. It all fades into gray. Oh Lord, reach down and take my hand and help me now to rise. My feet have strayed, I've lost my way. Take the scales off of my eyes. Pull me up, pull me up to the rock on which you stand. Pull me up, please don't let go of my hand. I'm sinking down, and you're still standing there. Sometimes I can't feel the pain, and sometimes I don't care. But all those other times, when nights just seem so long, I travel back in time, and I try to right each wrong. Pull me up, pull me up to the rock on which you stand. Pull me up, please don't let go of my hand. Pull me up to the rock on which you stand. Pull me up, please don't let go of my hand.
I believe Todd Adams is singing his personal experience there. This isn't just some kind of doctrine or dogma. This is experience. Pull me up. You've had that experience firsthand? You felt it clearly?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you always have points where you struggle. You're seeking for something and you're in the depths of despair, whatever the case may be, and it's like you have to find something to ground you or something to bring you back to where you need to be. And it's like sometimes that's a person, sometimes it's an organization, sometimes it's a community. It's not going to be the government. It's the way it's looking now. But it's like, you know, I always turn back to, I guess, my faith to help to ground me and help me to see that there is hope.
Let's do one more song
sure.
before you go.
Yeah, leave the last song out. This one is called Do You Ever Really Pray? And once again, it's from the Christian perspective, but it's kind of talking about what prayer really is. You know, there's a lot of people that pray in a superficial and a showy manner and just kind of, you know, try to say all the right words and stuff. But the message of that song is it's like if you're praying from the depths of your heart, if you're praying from something that's real, you're going to see some results. You're going to make a connection. If you can open up your heart and you can open up yourself, there's room to make a connection.
That's my experience, too. The word praying is fraught because so many people see it. I mean, I grew up Catholic, and I had a really good experience of that. But still, just saying repeating memorized words doesn't work
for
me. Yeah,
just that rote thing, you know, that kind of corporate prayer kind of thing. You know, it's just like, yeah, you're just mumbling through, and you're not really thinking about what you're really saying. But I think when you really do think about what you're saying, you're crying out in your hour of need, there's something that's going to happen.
I remember when I was 10 years old, my mom died when I was 9. I was living with aunt and uncle after this, and I was taught to kneel by my bed and say my prayers each night. And I remember at the age of 10 saying, no, I got to be thinking about what is this, our Father who art in heaven, all this, and trying to understand that. Having been Quaker now for so many decades, I don't like repeating anybody's words, even if they're really
sure.
good words.
And, you know, I mean, the thing is, the Lord's Prayer is something that Jesus taught us to pray and whatever, but you can mumble through it, but if, you know, sometimes I'll break it down line by line and think about what it really means, and then it starts to make a connection and it has more depth.
My opinion about the Lord's Prayer, and again, I think it's a really good prayer, is the words right before it in the Bible are Jesus says, don't do vain repetitions sure. like the heathen yeah. do, but pray authentically, for sure. example. And he gives an example, and everybody starts replying. That's why I love the movie The Life of Brian, where he says, don't repeat after people. Don't
yeah,
repeat
yeah,
after
exactly.
people.
And that's a lot of it, you know. I mean, the idea of praying in a showy manner, you know, to use all the right words, and it's like, you know, just all the buzzword kind of things, but it's like what Jesus says is pray in private. It's something that's between you and me. It's not something that you're trying to impress people with.
Well, this is going to be the last song that we're going to share today for Todd Adams. Again, this is from an album which is going to be released hopefully in the spring when the other seeds
exactly,
grow up into
ideally.
Fruition.
Exactly.
And we'll keep you posted on that via Todd Adams' Facebook page. It's linked on northernspiritradio.org. There's also a link to his Blue Sky Social where you can track him down. So two ways to keep in touch with him. I assume they can get on your mailing list?
Yeah, I would be at toddadamsmusic@yahoo.com.
So you've got his email address, so you can keep in touch with him that way.
It's harder, you know, these days to connect with people. You know, it's like I don't want to exist in the evil empire that is the mighty Facebook and all that kind of thing. But sometimes there's things you have to do just to keep in touch with people. And unfortunately, a lot of our choices have been kind of removed. Trying to keep in contact with people can be a difficult thing, but definitely email works. And it's like phone calls, texts, they're all fine.
And Todd will keep in touch with you that way. And it's one of the things that I've always really appreciated about the way that you've been in my life for the last 25 years. So track down Todd Adams, of course, on northernspiritradio.org. Remember, when you come to our site, donate to help out. We need your help, and alternative media in general needs your help to continue existing. So the 35 or so radio stations where we're broadcast, remember to support them, including the wonderful WHYS radio right here in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. You can donate to Northern Spirit Radio via our website, and we need your help. We're just trying to finish off our big fundraising push at the end of the year, and we're not quite to where we need to be for that, so please help out that way. But certainly track down Todd Adams and just keep sending him an email every week saying, is it coming out this week?
Yeah, exactly. Just give me a little push. It's going to have. I'm not as gifted as a lot of musicians, so I'm just working really hard to try to make it sound. And I really like the sound quality that it's going to be, and I plan to press it on vinyl as well as do some CDs and make it available through all those streaming services and stuff, too.
And then you're going to open up a record store and sell it.
Yeah, I think I'm done with my record store era.
The song that we're concluding with is Do You Ever Really Pray? It'll be on the upcoming album from Todd Adams. Think about this, sit with this deeply, and please help it transform your life. And we'll see you next week for Song of the Soul. Do you ever really pray?
Do you ever really pray? Or are you going through the motions? Are you standing on the sea? Sinking in the ocean. Oh Lord, reach down and take my hand and help me find the way to speak to you and seek for you each time I go astray. Choices. I stumble through my days, confused by different voices. They're calling me away, but the Lord will never leave me. His light is shining bright above the jungles that deceive me. Oh Lord, reach out and take my hand and help me find the way. Seek for you and speak to you each time I go astray. Plans they will unravel, but you're always standing near to guide me as I travel. Oh Lord, reach out and take my hand and help me find the way to speak to you and seek for you each time I go astray.
The theme music for Song of the Soul is by Chris Williamson, and it is called Song of the Soul. Check out all things Song of the Soul on northernspiritradio.org, guests, links, stations, and a place for your feedback, suggestions, and support. Send your Songs of the Soul to me, Mark Helpsmeet, via the info on our website, and join us weekly for Song of the Soul.